जय राधा माधव पुण्य बिहारी
And now chapter 13, description of future Manus. Shukdev Goswami said, The present Manu, who is named Shraddhadeva, is the son of Vivaspan, the predominating deity on the sun planet. Shraddhadeva is the seventh Manu. Now please hear from me as I describe his sons. O King Pariksit, among the ten sons of Manu are Ikshvaku, Nabaka, Drishta, Sharyati, Narishyanta, and Nabaga. The seventh son is known as Dishta. Then come Tarusha and Prishadra. And the tenth son is known as Vasuman. In this Manvantara, O King, the Adityas, the Vasus, the Rudras, the Vishvadevas, the Maruts, the two Ashwini Kumara brothers and the Ribhus are the demigods. Their head king, or Indra, is Purandara. Kashyapa, Atri, Vasishta, Vishvamitra, Gotama, Jamadagni, and Bharadvaj are known as the seven sages. In this Manvantara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as the youngest of all the Adityas known as Vamana, the dwarf. His father was known as Kashyapa and his mother Aditi. I have briefly explained to you the position of the seven Manus. Now I shall describe the future Manus along with the incarnations of Lord Vishnu. O King, I have previously described in the sixth canto the two daughters of Vishvakarma named Samgya and Chaya, who were the first two wives of Vivasvan. It is said that the sun god had a third wife named Vadava. Of the three wives, the wife named Samgya had three children, Yama, Yami, and Shraddhadeva. Now let me describe the children of Chaya. Chaya had a son named Savarni and a daughter named Tapati, who later became the wife of King Sambarana. Chaya's third child is known as Shanaishchara or Saturn. Vadava gave birth to two sons, namely the Ashvini brothers. O King, when the period of the eighth Manu arrives, Savarni will become the Manu. Nirmoka and Virajaska will be among his sons. In the period of the eighth Manu, among the demigods will be the Sutapas, the Virajas, and the Amritaprabhas. The king of the demigods, Indra, will be Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochana. Bali Maharaj gave a gift of 3 paces of land to Lord Vishnu, and because of this charity, he lost all the 3 worlds. Later, however, when Lord Vishnu is pleased because of Bali's giving everything to him, Bali Maharaj will achieve the perfection of life. With great affection, the personality of Godhead bound Bali and then installed him in the kingdom of Sutala, which is more opulent than the heavenly planets. Maharaj Bali now resides on that planet and is more comfortably situated than Indra. O King, during the 8th Manvantara, the great personalities Galaba, Diptiman, Parashuram, Ashvatthama, Kripacharya, Rishyasringa, and our father Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Narayan, will be the seven sages. For the present, they are all residing in their respective ashrams. In the 8th Manvantara, the great powerful personality of Godhead, Sarvabhauma, will take birth. His father will be Devaguhya, and his mother will be Sarasvati. He will take the kingdom away from Purandara, or Lord Indra, and give it to Bali Maharaj. O King, the 9th Manu will be Daksha Savarni, who is born of Varuna. Among his sons will be Bhutaketu and Deeptaketu. In this 9th Manvantara, the Padas and Marichigarbhas will be among the demigods. The King of Heaven, Indra, will be named Adbhuta, and Dyutiman will be among the seven sages. Rishabhdev, a partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will take birth from his father, Ayushman, and his mother, Ambudhada. He will enable the Indra named Adbhuta to enjoy the opulence of the three worlds. The son of Upashloka, known as Brahma Savarni, will be the 10th Manu. Burishena will be among his sons, and the Brahmins, headed by Havishman, will be the seven sages. Havishman, Sukrita, Satya, Jaya, Murti, and others will be the seven sages. The Suvasanas and Varudas will be among the demigods, and Shambhu will be their king, Indra. In the home of Vishvasrashta, a plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear from the womb of Vishuchi as the incarnation known as Vishvaksena. He will make friends with Shambhu. In the 11th Manvantara, the Manu will be Dharma Savarni, who will be extremely learned in spiritual knowledge. From him there will come 10 sons headed by Satyadharma. The Vihangamas, Kamagamas, Nirvanaruchis, and others will be the demigods. The king of the demigods, Indra, will be Vaidrita, and the seven sages will be headed by Aruna. The son of Aryaka, known as Dharmasetu, a partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will appear from the womb of Vaidrita, the wife of Aryaka, and will rule the three worlds. O King, the 12th Manu will be named Rudra Savarni. Devavan, Upadeva, and Devashreshta will be among his sons. In this Manvantara, the name of Indra will be Ritadama, and the demigods will be headed by the Haritas. Among the sages will be Tapomurti, Tapasvi, and Agnidraka. From the mother named Sunrita and the father named Satyasaha will come Svadama, a partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He will rule that Manvantara. The 13th Manu will be named Deva Savarni, and he will be very advanced in spiritual knowledge. Among his sons will be Chitrasena and Vichitra. In the 13th Manvantara, the Sukarmas and Sutramas will be among the demigods. Divaspati will be the king of heaven, and Nirmoka and Tattvadarsha will be among the seven sages. The son of Devahotra, known as Yogeshvar, will appear as a partial incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His mother's name will be Brihati. He will perform activities for the welfare of Divaspati. The name of the 14th Manu will be Indra Savarni. He will have sons like Uru, Gambira, and Buddha. The Pavitras and Shakshushas will be among the demigods, and Shuchi will be Indra, the king of heaven. Agni, Bahu, Shuchi, Shudha, Magda, and others of great austerity will be the seven sages. O King Pariksit, in the 14th Manvantara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear from the womb of Vitana, and his father's name will be Satrayana. This incarnation will be celebrated as Brihadbhanu, and he will administer spiritual activities. O King, I have now described to you the 14 Manus appearing in the past, present, and future. The total duration of time ruled by these Manus is 1,000 yuga cycles. This is called a kalpa, or one day of Lord Brahma. Thus ends the 13th chapter of the 8th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Description of Future Manus.